Just one halakha for the Yemei Ben HaMetzarim that we are involved in now. We know that there's a very great limitation, according to the Shulchan Aruch, regarding listening to music, with instruments, all year round. It seems Maran followed the opinion of Harambam that when the Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin limited music, it limited even for a purpose of a mitzvah if there's musical instruments with it. That is an opinion that most people today do not follow. Usually when there's a mesorich mitzvah or things like that, they sing shirot v'teshpachot, praises to God, and usually have musical accompaniment, even though that's not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. We're probably relying on the opinion of the Rama and other opinions that talked about music. The restriction is those that listen to it every morning and every night in the way of royalty, like the kings used to do, and so on and so forth. The Maaseh, everybody agrees that during the Ben HaMetzarim, that music is forbidden. Not only live music, but Achama Vadya is strict even with radio and things like that. Even though all year long we might be lenient, but during the Ben HaMetzarim, it wouldn't be proper to listen to music. So the question today is, you had a camp. The woman run a children's camp for the kids. And part of the program, they have music and they bring in an organ or something like that. They play music, they have singing and things like this for the children. So do they have to be strict also to cancel those programs during the summer or during the Ben HaMetzarim? So the Gemara in Sota talked about people that listen to music as part of their work. For example, you have the sailors that are working in the boats, and they sing a song, but that song is to pace them in their work so they can concentrate. Or, for that matter, the people that are plowing the fields. So the Gemara said also to keep the oxen, that they go straight, so they would sing a song to keep everybody in rhythm. So the Gemara says that type of singing, they did not say it's asur. So Acham Avadya wants to say similarly, that to keep the children in order, to keep them paying attention, to keep them obedient, this type of music would be permissible, even if it's with instruments. And he says in the halakha, kaitana leiladim. That's a summer camp for children. Shebemizgeret peodotea mashmi'im muzika v'chli negina. Ubal'adeh ze kashet lenahel et peodata kaitana. Without the music, it's going to be hard to run the camp satisfactorily. So he says, yesh la'kel lahem. דדמי למה שכתוב במשנה ברורה סימן תקע סעיף קטן י' ג' שזמרה של מושכי הספינות או מושכי סמר הבקה לחרישה שרי שאינה אלא לזרזם במלאכתם. So it's only to pace them, so therefore there is leniency for camps that have for children specifically to have music even during Ben HaMetzarim.